It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Thursday morning, and Frosty is in the building answering more gardening and growing questions from Frost Farms in Town Hill. Welcome back, Frosty.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Glad that you're here today. And we're going to start with a question from a listener.
Yeah, Jennifer wants to know, she's got an issue with ladybugs?
Well, she actually has lady beetles, as she mentioned, and they are not the same as ladybugs. That's the thing. Yep, they look similar, but lady beetles are a little more orange, and they have a lot more spots, and they aren't really beneficial. So she's got them going inside her house in the fall, and that happens to a lot of us, too. And it they don't hibernate like ladybugs do, so ladybugs stay outside, hang out for the winter, whereas the Asian lady beetles are trying to get in your house and stay warm. So the best tactics, she was asking, how do I deal with these guys? The best tactics are probably in the late summer, fall. Check your house for areas where they might be getting in that need to be sealed up. And also when they're in the house, try to vacuum them up and just kind of keep on top of them, and hopefully they'll dwindle down. But they are not the same as ladybugs, that's for sure.
They're a nuisance.
They are a nuisance, right. Whereas ladybugs are great for the garden. So.
Well, good, good.
Yeah.
And speaking of good gardening, what are some of the things that for those who are maybe new to gardening, they haven't been doing it long, or for the first timers, what are the most common mistakes that you see that you can help somebody avoid?
Well, the first mistake I would say is not going to your local garden center where they can provide you with the knowledge you need for successful planting. That's mistake number one. Number two is definitely in the springtime when you're buying plants, make sure they're hardened off and ready to go outside when we still have cool temperatures. Because if they've been in a greenhouse or they just came from an out-of-state grower, their temperatures are a little different. Then, of course, when you do get planting, make sure you're putting good soil in with your plant and continuing to water. Water's a big thing, too.
So. Is it possible to overwater?
It is possible to overwater. Early in the spring, if you can get a shovel in the ground, then you can plant something. But it's a lot cooler, and a lot of plants are still dormant, so they're not really drinking a whole lot of water. But as you go through the summer, like last summer, it was so dry, you really want to make sure you're staying on top of watering for new plants.
All right, and you said good soil. Now, again, for somebody who's really new at gardening, they may be thinking, well, dirt, soil, what's good soil? What does that mean?
Well, it's going to depend on what you already have existing at home. If you already have a garden bed with soil and loam in it, it's just good to amend it with some compost just to kind of beef it up and give it some nutrients for that new plant and all your other existing plants, too. But if you don't have a garden bed already established, you're going to want to get some just good old-fashioned topsoil in there and a little bit of compost to give it a good planting pocket to start life in.
When you are planting, how do you know how to space them apart? Do some people plant too closely?
Yes.
I know I do.
Or too far apart, or too close to the house. One common mistake is planting too close to the house, and then when that shrub gets big, it's just growing right into the house. So always check the plants nowadays have fabulous ID tags that can tell you the spacing when you get home and get ready to plant. But again, visit your local garden center because they're going to be the best help.
And that's a challenge because I've got several raised beds, but they're not big. And I like to pack in what I can. So I always, and you know, I go a little tight, but then I try to stay on top of pruning and thinning some stuff out because it's challenging.
We all get a little excited, Paul, from time to time, and go a little overboard.
Right. Well, tell us what's going on at Frost Farms now.
Well, we are open. We've been busy this week selling a lot of shrubs and trees and compost and things. The farm store and the retail shop are nearing completion of our remodel, so I'm hoping in the next couple weeks we'll be wide open in there, but it's been busy. We've had a couple good weather days. Yesterday turned out to be really nice, actually, and it was busy, and I think today may be the same.
All right. So, awesome.
Yeah, check them out. FrostFarmsMDI.com, and when you're there, check out Rip's Picks Dog People. You'll see Rip, the superstar chocolate lab, and Rip has his own selection of recommendations waiting for you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Frosty.
Thanks.